gospel is definitely a gospel of hope. Good news. Somebody else? Anyone else? Oh, that means we can have a little longer with our opening scripture today. Oh, yay. A little different, but nevertheless, we're going to go to the book of Daniel. And not the whole chapter, but a good portion of chapter 3. And the history of that is when King Nebuchadnezzar had that big golden statue built. And he demanded in his kingdom that everybody would come and bow down and worship when the music started. And I had some interesting things about this. So 14 through 18, what? Daniel chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. And this was already after the statue had been built and Nebuchadnezzar had told all of his administration to make sure that this was enforced, that everyone would bow down and worship that statue. And so, but these three little friends of Daniel's, they didn't want any part of that. And so this is where this is going to pick up. The king was so angry, who had the audacity to defy his rule. And so I'm going to pick up from there in verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up." And so I have a Rick translation here, because I just kind of put myself as one who was privy to their conversation, because I read the text, of course, but I'm just taking all of this in and just pondering it and thinking about it. And it came out like this. First, I had a question. Do we know our God well enough to stand in faith against such threats as to not speak the name of Jesus or face the consequences? So that's the underlying thought here. And that'll give you maybe a little bit of the mindset of what was going through their minds. They were so convinced that God would deliver them from the king, whether it was the furnace or not, because they knew their God well enough. And so that's the question that came to me thinking about this conversation. Do we know our God well enough to be able to trust him and not get into fear about speaking the name of Jesus publicly? Because that's kind of what's going on. So here's Nebuchadnezzar's translation according to the Gospel of Rick. I know you're thinking, oh man, he's... Well, I'm just repeating what I read. I heard it from reliable sources. I ordered a statue in my image to be built. He's talking to the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And everyone in my kingdom will bow down and worship it. There'll be no exceptions. At a designated time each day, the worship service will start. You'll know it's the time when you hear the music. Were you not aware of my decree? I gave clear instructions to all my administration and throughout all my kingdom with no exceptions. Anyone who refuses to worship my statue will suffer a fiery death in my furnace for such acts of rebellion against me. Through anonymous witnesses, I've received a report that you three standing before me have refused to worship my statue. Is that true? Are you really that defiant? I'm giving you one more chance, one last chance to save your lives. Do you really believe there's any other God who can save you? Now the words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We had a board meeting. The three of us are in agreement, and you cannot talk us out of our decision. The Word of God says a three-strand cord is not easily broken, and I just threw that in there today. We do not know if our God will save us from you or your furnace or not, but we do know He's able. If He doesn't, you have our word. We will never serve your God, and number two, we will never bow down and worship at the feet of your golden statue. And of course, the good news is the next few verses. You all know the story very well. And if you don't, you should. So go a little further into Daniel and his response to the three who rebelled against their king. Verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Can you imagine such a threat they were that he had to get his macho men? The big guys, the really strong guys, because these guys, boy, they must have, that king must have been so angry and wrath-filled. It's almost like he had to get some bodyguards or something to come and deal with these three. So they tied them up, their coats, their stockings, their hats, and all their other garments. You probably thought they'd make really good kindling wood. And were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's intense. And when you think about the king's three top men to carry out this deed, that fire, when they opened the door to throw Shadrach, Meshach in, was so hot that it burned up the ones that threw them in there. That's impressive. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and he rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." They were already loose in the fire. All that held them bound was burned up, the ropes, but not one hair of their head was touched. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace. He had to come and see again for himself. And spoke and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Oh, now he's singing a different song. "You servants of the Most High God." Wow, now he's an evangelist. I mean, that's a miracle. When you bash the Lord your God, and then all of a sudden you have an awakening, and suddenly the song's going to change. And so, "Come forth, come here." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire, and the princes, the governors, the captains, the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw those men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, and neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. I mean, just, wow. I mean, when I go downstairs, when we're using our wood stove downstairs, and I open the door to put some more wood in there, and the heat blast comes out of that stove. But I'll tell you, I think that people who get cremated should get this king's oven. Duh. Not even their hair from smoke. Gosh, you stand around a person that smokes and your hair's going to smell. I mean, a lot of miracles happened in this. And that's the God who's our Heavenly Father. And let's look a little further. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Oh, what happened to his God? All of a sudden, his big God turned into a little mini something that he wouldn't even talk about. "Who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any God except their own God." So he even had a change of heart about that. He wasn't upset anymore because he saw the true God. And people who mock us or say things about our Lord, I don't have a problem with that, because at one time I was one of those who did those things. And then one day I had a visitation on a golf course and there weren't nobody else around. And suddenly I knew. Just knew. Oh boy. "Therefore I make a decree." Here he goes again. He's so used to making decrees, and it's like a president giving an executive order to all of his administration. "I have a new policy. It starts right now. The ink isn't even dry on the manuscript, but this is what it's going to be. I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Oh, he's just got this killer attitude. "Be cut in pieces. And their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So, that is so encouraging, because the same God that they worshiped is the same God that we worship. He's never changed. He's the same powerful God. Whatever's holding you down or holding you back today is the same God that has provided deliverance for you. And all you need to do is just fess up and receive it for you. wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and you got some issues, whatever. He's the God still the same, and there is no power like unto our God. And that's some good news today. You know, when we started that song, Our God is an Awesome God, that's just a little small portion of Scripture. And it fit very nicely in our time frame. To just, if you had to leave now, you could go home knowing what we just talked about, and a reminder to every one of us how powerful our God is. So what's your problem today? There you go. Amen. Enjoy. I am going to enjoy that the rest of the day. That made me smile when that king had such a heart change. Oh my, he was so quick to change his mind. I wonder what his God would have been like. But that's for another day.